Okay, today's Gemara is Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Dalet, and we are on Tzadi Gimel Mabez, a couple of lines up from the bottom. And yesterday's Daf was all about Hananya, Mishael, Va'azaria, as we got into their Mesiris Nefesh, and that came from the previous Gemara, that one of the opinions of the bones that Yechezkel HaNavi brought back to life was during the time of Hananya, Mishael, Va'azaria. That's why we had a Daf all about them. And we just discussed the last couple of psukim from Yeshayahu, from the Haftorah of a Taina Sibur, and we spoke that the eternal remembrance of Daniel was the sefer that was written with his name. Right, that's what we say a couple lines up for the bottom, that it's a sefer Daniel Shenikra al Shmo. So we continue from there. Michti, about six lines up for the bottom. Michti, call me Lita Ezra Nechemia ben Chikliya Amrinhu, all the events of Ezra Nehemiah, the two great leaders during the time of Bayesheni. Nehemiah ben Echakliya Amrinu. Nehemiah ben Echakliya was the one that said it. So, Nehemiah ben Echakliya, my time alo ikri sifra al shmei. So, why wasn't Nehemiah ben Echakliya, why wasn't the Sefer called by his name? As we know in the Ksuvim, we have the Sefer of Ezra. Why wasn't it called after Nehemiah? So, what's the difference? Says the, and the Gemara mentions in Baba Basra, remember the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yudalot or so, that discusses the authorship of all the different Svarim of in Tanakh, and it says that Ezra is the one that's mentioned there, not Nehemiah. So why Dafka Ezra? So the Gemara has two answers. Number one, Amar Yirmiyah Bar Abba Mibdei Shehechzik Tova La'atzmo. Maybe he gave himself some of the credit. Shene Amar Zachra Li Elokai L'tova. Remember me for good. So he kind of sounds like Yosef in the end of Parshas Vayeshev. Zachra Li Elokai L'tova. Remember me. But the Gemara says David Nami Meimer Amar. Didn't David say something similar? Zachreni Hashem Birtzon Amecha Pakdeni Bishuasecha. Sounds very similar. David also asked to be remembered. Answer: David Rachmi Huta Kaboy. David was really Lashon Tefillah. It's more of a Tefillah, not really focusing on himself at all, that his, any of his accomplishments, but it was just a Lashon of Tefillah. Rachmi Hudaka Boy. That's the number one. Number two, Rav Yosef Amar, Bibresha Siper Begnusan Shal Rishonim. Because, we'll get back to that first answer, let's just do the second one. Because he mentioned something negative about previous generations. Shenemar, when Nehemiah discusses, the earlier officers that were existent in the government, v'hapachos harishonim asher lefanai hechbidu al ha'am v'yichu meyem b'lechem ayayin echad kesef shkalam arboim v'gomer. They took a little too much in taxes. V'afal Daniel shegadim en osiper, and even Daniel, who was with that group, discussed and grouped them with those that he had mentioned. Magalai Sayam quotes here. How do you know that David, the previous answer? How do you know that David was Lashon Tefillah and the Nehemiah was a Lashon more focusing on himself? Right, it seems pretty similar in terms of the Lashonos. Right, Zachra Latova and Zachreini Hashem Pikduni Bishuasecha. So he quotes from the. What does he quote this from? He says, L'chora ha-gam gabi Nehemiah, have you bakashas rachmim, she yes kirei Hashem l'tova. So he quotes from a Yaris Dvash, quotes from Yonas and Ibishitz, that David says, Zachreini Hashem, using Yudke Vavke, Midas Harachamim. Midas Harachamim, that's a lashon of tefillah, right there, God's midah of compassion. Kivet Shechashav, Shalom Magi Elom and Adin. Barachmi Yukabahi. He's not saying I deserve this, he's just asking. But what's the language of Nehemiah? Zachra Li Elokai. Elokim is Midas Adin. So he's asking him more for, you know, I'm deserving of it, and that's why, that's the difference. Magi Elom and Adin, that's not what that's not how it's focused on, right? That's what the Gemara says in Brachas and Dafyud, Kol Hadole Bischus Atzmo, right? They don't get what Hashem wants to give them, right? The special dinim that we have to have is asking for a matnas chinam, and we have to realize that everything Hashem gives us is matnas chinam, not because magiali is a certain present, right? One of the days in Tosfos in a few places in Shas discusses the concept of iyun tefillah. What is Iyun Tfila? So there's some Gemara say it's positive, some Gemara say it's negative. So is Iyun Tfila something good or not? So Tosva says, well, Iyun Tfila, different pshatim of what Iyun Tfila is, but one of the pshatim Tosva gives is that Iyun Tfila, asking Hashem for being ma'ayin my tefillah and asking for things as a matnas chinam, that's a good type of Iyun Tfila. But Iyun Tfila, analyzing the Tfila, saying, well, this is what I really deserve, magili, and if I don't get it, then I'm upset at Hashem, because that's not fair, right? And I don't have the attitude of Hashem is ultimately just. That's the bad type of Iyun Tfila, right? And that's the difference between the prayers of Nehemiah and the prayers of David suggests the Magalias Hayam in the name of Achronim. Good. We continue. Third to last line. Uminalan de Gadal Mimenu. How do we know that Daniel was greater than the others? Dechsiv Veraisi Ani Daniel Livadi Esamara. Daniel was the only one that saw the Mara, that saw the vision, right? We know the vision of the hand and the handwriting on the wall, right? He was the only one that saw. V'anashim asher ayu imi lo ra'u es ha'mara. They did not see it. Aval charada gedola nafla lehem. There was some type of trepidation that they felt, but they didn't see anything. V'yivrachu b'heichavei, and they went into hiding. V'anashim asher hayu imi lo ra'u es ha'mara. And the people that were with me did not see the Mara. Umaninu anashim, who are the people with me? Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Vitim Rabbi Chibar Abba, Zechagai, Zechariah, Umalachi. The last Nevi'im mentioned in Treyasar. So you see that they were great Nevi'im, and yet it says Daniel was the only one that saw that had the vision. Rashi says on the bottom, the last Rashi, Umaininu Shahayu Imahua with him, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Vikivat Shehem Lora, Uvahura, if he saw, obviously he was greater than them, in a sense, Gadol Mehem Have, Umida Ashkechon, did Daniel have a Chashiv Tfei, Mechagai, Zechariah, Malachi, and in this fact, in this realm, you see that Daniel was greater, even though Chagas Hamalachi were Nevi'im. And Daniel was not a Navi. He's not mentioned in the 48, in the Mefarshim, in Maseches Megillah. Shema Aminei Degadol Havi Minechemi Vechekliya to Lo Havi Navi. And obviously, if he was greater than these, then he was greater than Nehemiah also, who was not one of the Nevi'im, and yet he grouped Daniel with the people that he said were Hechbidu ala Avachulu, and that's how you see, that's why maybe he was, his name was left out. Good. Says the Gemara continuing. Inhu, relating to what we just spoke about, the hierarchy of different individuals. Inhu adifi minei, on the one hand, they were greater than him. V'iyu adif minayim, but on the other hand, Daniel was greater than them. In what ways? Inhu adifi minei, inhu neviye, v'iyu lam navi. They were neviim, and he was not a navi. V'iyu adif minayu, di'iyu chazav, inhu lo chazu. As we just explained. He saw, and they didn't see. What does it mean that he wasn't a navi? What is it? Does a Navi mean somebody who speaks to Hashem? The answer is no. A lot of people speak to Hashem. And they're not categorized as Nevi'im. The Gemara in Megillah in the first parak lists off explicitly the Nevi'ot, the prophetesses, the seven prophetesses that we know, the Sheva Nevi'os. The Gemara says there were 48 Nevi'im. The Gemara does not say who those Nevi'im were. So Rashi has his list and the Vilna Gaon has his list, arguing on a few. So who were the Nevi'im? But 48, there were only 48 Nevi'im. Some stories in Sefer Shmuel, but when Shaul started prophesizing, it says there were hundreds of Nevi'im with Shmuel. What do you mean there was only 48? So the answer is that a Navi, by definition, is one who is given a prophecy to give over to others. Right? It doesn't just mean someone who talks to God. There are many people that talk to God, that receive. But one who receives a message to give over to Klal Yisrael, that's the definition of a Navi. And therefore we can have great people, right, in Ksuvim, like Daniel, like Nehemiah, but they might not have received Nevuah to give over for generations, and therefore they're not categorized as a Nevi'im. The Tosfos HaRosh has one line like this in the beginning of Maseches Megillah. Before that, in Megillah on Daf Gimel, the Tosfos HaRosh says, where this Gemara comes up, Iyu lav Navi, Pirish, lo haya Navi liyaser ulahochiach Yisrael, kasher hayu hanavi'im acherim. Achei Navi haya, ki ruach hakodesh shor elav yodeh hakol. He was a Navi, but he wasn't a Navi. Right? We might say, he received Nevuah, but he wasn't a Navi. Right, the language of Nevuah, the Gemara in Megillah also says, comes from the word Niv Svatayim. Why is a Navi called a Navi? From the word Niv, expression of lips. So when they are commanded to express something with their lips, then they are called a Navi. Others received Ruach HaKodesh in order to write down what they received. And then we would read it in the future. That's Ksuvim. Right, that's not Nevi'im. That's the difference of the category between Nevi'im and the Ksuvim. We've mentioned often the categorization and the explanation that Rav Shechter has in Be'ikvei Atzon on page Kuf Lamed Hey, where he discusses this Gemara in Megillah on Daf Zayin. V'nira Lavar, he says, the pasuk in the end of B'shalach is the source for Tanakh. K'sov Zos Zikaron Basefer. That phrase. Zos is Torah, Zikaron is Nevi'im, and Basefer is K'suvim. Right? Why do those three words all imply each of these great categories? So Zos from the word Zed, this. That means clarity. I'm able to point to it. Whenever there's something that's very clear, the Torah says, and something that you're able to point to, the Torah uses the word Zeh. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Moshe points to the moon. By the menorah, it says the word Zeh, because Moshe didn't know how to make the menorah, so therefore Hashem points to it, so to speak. By Betzorah Mora, we had a couple of weeks ago. B'neinu Zeh. The parents point to their child and say, this child. Right, so that's Zeh is always clarity, able to point to it. The Gemara at the end of Masechas Tainis, that all the tzaddikim point to Hashem in the middle of the circle. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo. So that's why Zos is a lashon of Torah, because Torah is clarity. Torah, Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. Number one. Number two, Zikaron is Nevi'im. Why? Because throughout Torah, the Midrashim say that whenever it says Zachor, remember, it really means Lahazkir, to mention. Zachor is Yom HaShabbos Lakacha. It doesn't mean to remember Shabbos, but the way that we remember is by mentioning it. Zachor is Lahazkir Shabbos. Parsha Zachor means we have to say something about Amalek, right? Lahazkir. So to hear, right? Zikaron is Lahazkir, to mention, to talk. That's Nevi'im, to say something, Nivis Vatayim. And finally, number three, Ksuvim Basefer. Sefer is a book, and that's what Ksuvim are about. That's why that phrase is specifically apropos to be able to learn from it the source of Tanakh, and that's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and that's what it says here, that somebody might have gotten Nevuah, but they weren't a Navi. Right? They spoke to God, but they weren't. There are many unnamed, anonymous prophets in the days of the Nevi'im. But it doesn't mean that they were Nevi'im formally. Good. Fourth the line. Says the Gemara. So v'chamiyachar delachazu my time ivis. So getting back to that story. So if Daniel was the only one that saw the writing and saw the vision, so why were the rest of the people scared if they didn't see? My time ivis. Answer. Avagav de'inu lochazu midi mazlayu chazi. Even though they didn't literally see something, but their mazel, something inside felt something, and therefore they were scared. Amar Ravina Shvamina Haiman Demavis says Ravina, you learn from here. Someone who is scared. Avagav de'iu lo chazu yimazli chazi. If I feel myself scared of something, so it could be that my mazel is feeling something, and therefore I have to know that my mazel knows it, even though I don't know it. My takante, if I have that feeling, what should I do? What's a way to get out of this feeling? Linshav miduchte arba garmidi. Jump away from where you are. For Amos. Just go away from where you are, because the sensation only lasts in a certain place. Inami, or the other way to solve the problem, likrei kriyashma. Say kriyashma as Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim. We've had Gemaras that spoke earlier, right, where one of the Amoraim was going to be affected by a witch. The witch wanted to perform some type of spell, and he says, Einon Ravado, I'm connected to God. Right, it's not gonna help. So maybe that's what it means here. Likrei Kriyashma, be connected to God. Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, and then one will be protected. V'ikoy b'malchus Batzinofes, and if I'm in a place where I'm not allowed to say Kriyashma, right, it's, there's the dirty, items, and it's, maybe in a bathroom. Le'mahachi, just say this incantation. Iza debetabcha shmeina minai. The goats in the slaughterhouse are fatter and leaner than me. So go take them, don't take me. Right, some type of incantation that's meant to protect. Period. Continuing. Lamarbe Hamisra Ulashalom Ein Kates Vagomer. This is a pasuk in Yeshayahu. This is the only time in all of Tanakh that we have, in the middle of a word, we have a closed mem. If you look there in Perek Tes in Sefer Yeshayahu, if you look, it's not quoted here, but in the Navi itself, if you look there, there is a closed mem in Perek Tes, Pasik Vav, Lamarbe. Lamarbe is written, that mem in Marbe is written as a closed mem, mem sofit, and not as a mem that goes in the middle of a word like we have it printed in our text. So the Gemara is going to darshan why that is. Lamarbe hamisra, for the great position, l'shalom in kates, and for unending peace. What does that mean? Amar bitancha darsh rakapara b'tzipori. He darshan in Tzipori. Remember, Tzipori was one of the places up north where the Sanhedrin went, one of the 10 stops where it went after it left Yerushalayim. Why is every mem in the middle of a word open and this one is closed? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach. Once we're talking about Tchias HaMeisim and Yimosa Mashiach, so now we have Gemara Chizkiyahu. Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu was one of the greatest kings of Malchei Yehuda. Right? That was, but that, before him and after him, they were not great kings. Right? He had a son Menashe, he had a father Achaz, two of the worst before and after. Right? That's why I remember the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud, he didn't want to have children. Because he foresaw in the future that he was going to have a son named Menashe and a grandson, Ammon, terrible, right before Yoshio came along. But Yeshayahu Navi tells him, you know, what, that's not your business. Right, you have to do what you're commanded to do. But after what happened with Chizkiyahu, we remember the story of Sanherib and all of Ashur. They conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. They sent the 10 tribes into Golis. And then they come to Yerushalayim, and they're about to conquer Yerushalayim. We'll have the Gemara B'Shem later on. He says, yeah, it's such a small city, I'll get it tomorrow. I don't have to attack it now. And they go to sleep, and overnight, 185,000 soldiers of Ashur do not wake up. And Sanherib is left there all alone. He goes back to his hometown. He goes back to Ashur and Nineveh, and his own sons kill him in the base of Avodah Zarah. Right? That's what the end of Sanherib. But after that whole event, they wake up and 185,000 soldiers are dead. Chizkiyahu, says the Gemara, did not sing Shira. If he would have sung Shira at that time, he would have been Mashiach. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos Chizkiyahu Mashiach. Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach. V'Sancherev Gog U'Magog. And Sancherev would have been the Gog U'Magog story, right? Some type of war that's supposed to happen before Yemosa Mashiach, which is fascinating. According to this Gemara, there's not a specific event that's called Gog U'Magog. Things could be labeled Gog U'Magog depending on our merit. Halavai, right? We hope and we daven that Gog U'Magog has already happened. Whatever terrible events, you know, we hope that nothing could be worse, and nothing can be worse than what happened during World War II, right? So we hope that was Gog U'Magog, and now we're in Zman HaGeula, and Mashiach could come any second. So Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach thousands of years ago. And Sancherev Gog U'Magog, Amra Midas Hadin Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Uma David Melech Yisrael Sha'amar Kama Shiras Hashbachos Levanecha. David, who sang so many songs in front of you. Lo Asita Mashiach, you didn't make him Mashiach. Chizkiyahu. Shasita lo kol anisim alalav lo amar shir lefanecha tasa mashiach, right? But Chizkiyahu, who did not open his mouth to sing shira, right? You're going to make him mashiach lachach nistatem. That's why his mouth is the mem is closed to show that his shira was closed off. That pasuk in Yeshayahu is referring to Chizkiyahu. Right, and that's why it was closed, and therefore that's the message of the mem. Rashi here quotes a couple of other pshatim why the mem is closed. If you look at the skinny lines, the first skinny lines in Rashi on the right side. Number one, nistemu hadvarim sha'alu b'machshava v'lo nase. Things that were going to happen, you know, didn't happen. They were closed off from happening. That's like what the Gemara says, right? He wasn't made Mashiach. Lishna achrina shebikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu listom tsarosein shel Yisrael shebikesh lasos Mashiach. Hashem was going to close off all of our tsaros, all of our difficulties throughout history. Galus would have ended then, meaning it wouldn't have happened, right? Number two, Mori Rebbe, Rashi quotes one of his Rebbeim, nistam piv shel Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah's mouth was closed off. They're all related to what the Gemara says, but it's a little bit different in emphasis, what was actually closed. And he didn't sing Shira, and therefore he can't be Mashiach. Why didn't he sing Shira? And he was one of the greatest, Chizkiyahu, where there was tremendous Torah that was learned in the days of Chizkiyahu. Why didn't he sing Shira? So the various sources, the Sfas Emes and others, are quoted as saying, because Chizkiyahu, it was just the opposite. He was on such a high level that in his mind, there was no difference between Nes and Teva. In his mind, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu making the sun rise in the morning and all of the soldiers of Asher dying out, it was all the same. So what, I'm going to say Shira?
you know, dafka for this, maybe he was thinking about the meshachachma in the beginning of Chukosai. Not really, but maybe that message. What meshachachma? I mean the meshachachma. The Gemara says that if I say Ashrei every single day, so it's an amazing. I'm a ben olam haba. But the Gemara says if I say Halal every day, so then I'm a blasphemer. I'm a mechariv umegadev. If I say Halal Hagadol, which let's say means by the Kila Olam Chasto paragraph of Tehillim. Shem Shiflenu Zachalanu, Vivkinu Mitzarenu. What's the difference? They're both program of Tehillim. Says the Meshachachma. Ashrei is about Teva. And Halal is about Nisim. If I only praise God on the Nisim and not on the Teva, that's blasphemy. What, I don't think God's in charge of nature? Right? So therefore, says the Meshachachma, based on the Gemara, saying Ashrei every day is unbelievable, because then you're showing that you recognize that Hashem is in charge of everything, right? Even the Teva. So maybe that's what Chiyo felt. Maybe he knew, but Hashem is in charge of everything. I'm gonna sing Shira specifically about this. That's why he didn't sing Shira, some suggest. But what might be the answer back is that, well, for the Hamon Am, that's not true. And we do, when there's a miracle that takes place, right, we have to acknowledge it, even though we have to say Ashrei also. We have to say Ashrei, and we have to say Hal HaGadol. It doesn't mean one or the other. But either way, the Gemara says that Chizkiyahu did not act properly in this regard. The Gemara in Shabbos even discusses, I have a Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos even discusses, here we're talking about the mem in the middle, but remember the Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Dalet. How do we remember it? Shabbos Kuf Dalet? The code of the Jewish Aleph Beis is in Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet Amun Aleph, right? Kuf, that's how one remembers. So there it talks about the message of every letter of the Aleph Beis. The Gemara there says, what's Aleph Beis? Aleph Bina, right? Teach knowledge. And it goes through every one. But there, it also talks about the mem. The Gemara says, mem psucha, mem stuma. What's the message? Here it talks about why is there a mem sas in the middle of a word. But there it talks about generally what is the open mem and the closed mem supposed to be. Ma'amar pasuach, ma'amar sasum. Right? The open mem and the closed mem. What does that mean? Ma'amar pasuach, ma'amar sasum. So the Rashi says, yesh dvarim shenatan rishus l'darshan. V'yesh ta'ata mitzuv elasosman, k'gon ma'isim merkava. Right? Sometimes you have to open your mouth. There are things to talk about in Torah, most things. And sometimes you have to close your mouth. We're talking about the ma'isim merkava and the ma'isim brachos, right? We're not supposed to have such a great ma'amar. It's not supposed to be so open. Once heard a pshat, a deeper shot on this. Sometimes there are things that we could talk about, and some things we have to realize it's so beyond us that we just have to close our mouth, so to speak. Maybe this is a remez. The first letter in Torah Shebal Peh, the first letter in Shas Mishnayos, is an open mem, right? Me'emas Aikarin. The last letter of Mishnayos is a closed mem. Hashem Yivarech Hazamo Bashalom, right? The last mission in Uksin, right? And the Bryce at the end of that. Why, what's the message? We open Shas, it's open to us. We think we can talk about it and we can understand everything and everything's gonna fit into my brain and I'm gonna be able to figure everything out. That's how we start off learning. And then after we finish learning, it's a closed mem. We see there's so much depth. There's so much more that I don't know. There's so much more that I have to keep studying, right? It's a mem sasum. It's like closed, right? So that's the open mem and the closed mem. Again, it's, our Gemara has a reason why the mem is in the middle, but that's the original source of all the letters of the Gemara, open, all the letters of the Torah and the Aleph Beis in general, open mem, closed mem. Okay, let's continue. So Chizkiyahu didn't sing Shira. This also might be connected to the previous Gemara where the Gemara said 2 days ago that Nebuchadnezzar was going to sing Shira and the Malachim stopped him because he didn't want to connect to David Shira. So this is also about David Shira, another connection to the previous Gemara. So Miyad, what happened? Pascha ha'aretz v'yamar lafanav. So what happened? The land itself stood, opened its mouth, so to speak, and said to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, ani omeres lafanecha Shira tach, right? Even the land itself, the whole world wanted Mashiach to come already. So the land says, you know, I'll say Shira instead of Chizkiyahu. It'd be like Shlucha Shalom Kamoso. And make him Mashiach. Pascha v'yamar Shira lafanav. Shene emar miknaf haaretz zmiros shamanu. Tzviva atzadik v'gomer. From a couple of prakam later in Yeshayahu. What does the pasuk mean? Amar sar ha'olam lafanav. The sar, the angel of the world. Right, said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam. Tzivyono asei letzadik zeh. Make this tzadik, fulfill his wishes. And make him a Mashiach. Right, We've noted that most often when the Gemara quotes Malachim, addressing God, the name that they use to address God is Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World. Maybe master of the worlds, right? So that's the phrase used by my malachim most of the time. Yatzda Baskel va'amra. So once the land says this, Baskel went out va'amra and said, "Razili, razili." No, the secret is with me. Meaning, I'm not making a mashiach. The reasons are beyond what you can understand. Even the malachim can't understand it. Razili, razili. It is with me. Amar Navi, oili, oili. Ad Masai, how long? Yatza Baskal V'Amra, Bogdim Bagadu, Uveged Bogdim Bagadu. Meaning they have been treasonous and they're not worthy of it yet. V'Yama Rava V'Tema Rav Yitzchak, Ad Da'asu Bezuze, Ubezuze De Bezuze. Right, until plunderers come. And we go through a lot of plundering, Rachman al-Islam, throughout our history. Right, until then, Mashiach's not going to come. We had to go through Galus. Remember Baskol, we mentioned many weeks ago, right? The Tosfos discusses this back in the first parak as well. Tosfos on Daf Tez Vav Tez Zayin Yud Zayin, right? Where is that Tosfos on the top of Yud Aleph Amin Aleph? Tosfos discusses why it's called a Baskol. A Baskol means it's a secondary call. It's like an echo. It's not a direct. It's not nevuah like we mentioned before. There's different levels. There's nevuah. There's ruach hakodesh. So a Baskol is a low level. Shaloh ayu shomin kol b'hayotzei min hashamayim elamitoch oso kol yotzei kol acher. Right, and that's why it's called a baskol, like an echo. That's what Tosfos said on Daf Yud Aleph. Remember the Gilgal Shas there quotes the Tosfos Yantif in Yevamis, who says that's why it's called a baskol, not a benkol. Bas also reflects a weaker type of sound. Okay, Masa Duma. We continue now from Yeshayahu Perechaf Aleph. Yeshayahu Perechaf Aleph has two psukim that discusses Duma. Right, Yeshayahu discusses various nations besides Am Yisrael. He gives nevuahs about Egypt and about Seir, all different. Then he gives a nevuah about a nation called Duma. Some say that Duma is associated with Edom, as it talks about Seir. But there's two psukim there in Chaf Aleph, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Masa Duma Eli Koremi Seir Shomer Mami Laila Shomer Mami Lael. What does that mean? The Shomer, the guard, Mami Lael. What's with the night? So we darsh in the psukim. Duma is also a reference to the angel that is in control of the ruchos, one of the chief angels. Niskabsu kol ruchos etzal Duma. All the malachim, all the ruchos came to Duma. Amrula, they said, Shomer mami laila, shomer mami leil. What's the question? How long is this galus going to be? Mami laila, what's with this darkness? Right? What's going on? So long. When is the laila? When is the galus going to end? And we discussed this again at length, Hashem, in our Yeshayahu Shirim there in Perachaf Aleph. What's the answer? What's the next phrase in the Navi? Omar Shomer, Asa Boker. Right? The Shomer comes. The morning is going to come when Vegam Laila Im Tiv Ayun Ba'ayu. If you really want it. Shuvu Esayu, Tshuva will come, or they will return to me when they do Tshuva, meaning when we deserve it, that's when the Nevuah is going to come. Meaning Hashem says, I can't answer you. I can't answer you right now. It depends on them. Ba'ayu might also mean tefillah. Ask for rachamim when they daven for it hard enough, right? When they're mitzapeh li Yeshua hard enough. Yeah, that's when it's going to happen. B'mher of Yameinu. Tana Mishum Rebbe Papis. Ginayu l'chizkiyo v'siyato. Shalom amru shira shapascha aretz v'amru shira. It was a ginay to Chizkiyo and his whole group that they didn't sing shira. Until the land sung Shira, Shneamar, Mikanaf Aretz Miros, Shemanu Tziv Latzadik, Vegomer. Kayotze Badavar Ata Omer, similarly, Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem Asher Yizil Eschem. Yisro says, when he comes and he hears everything that happened, Baruch Hashem that he saved you. Tana Mishum Rabbi Papi is Ginayu L'Moshe, Vishishim Ribo. It's a negative to Moshe and all the Jews. Shlomer Baruch Achabah Yisro, Vayomer Baruch Hashem. Right, Rashi quotes this also. Until Yisro came, nobody said Baruch Hashem. Ask the Mefarshim what? Noach didn't say it, and Elazar and Avraham, didn't they all give Hakkarah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So maybe the message that Mefarshim says is he's the first one that said it when it had to do with someone else. It wasn't that he himself had a Yeshua. Someone else had a Yeshua, and Yisro still recognized that Yeshua relating to someone else. That's the message of Yisro. Vayichad Yisro. Once Yisro's here, let's talk about him for a minute. Rav Ishmuel. Rav Amar, what does it mean? Vayichad Shehever Cherev Chada Al Besaro. That it was like a sword that was brought on his flesh. What does that mean? Rashi says, Shemol es atzmo v'nisgayir. Vayichad Yisro is that he had bris milah. He had bris milah done to him. He became a Jew. This gets into the issue. When did Yisro go through conversion? But according to this, when he came and he heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim and he heard about everything that occurred. So he had bris milah done to him. Asks the Marsha, didn't the B'nai Keturah already, they were already obligated in bris milah? Asked the Marsha, Heich lo haya Yisro nimo kvar, shahari mi midyan haya, u midyan mi B'nai Keturah havi shechayavin b'milah, kidemuchach v'rakdal misas. We already learned that earlier. So didn't he and his ancestors already have to do bris milah? Says the Marsha, v'yesh lomar, d'le'inyin priyas ha'milah ka'amar hacha. The priya, the second stage of mila. Mila is the cutting of the foreskin and the pulling back of the foreskin. The priya. So, maybe that was the difference. The original mila was only the cutting. But the pulling back and the revealing the, what's under the arla, right? So maybe that wasn't, given, and that's what, he did then. And that relates to the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos already discusses that ayin aleph amibes, lo nitna priyas mila la Avram Avinu. Priya was only given to Avram Avinu, says the Gemara. Ask Tosfos. Shemar ba'isa hi amar Hashem al Yoshua asil acharvo surim v'chulu. And it says that Avram Avinu was not given Priya, and it only came up later, right, when Am Yisrael mauled themselves. So ask the Tosfos, what do you mean, didn't Avram Avinu do all the mitzvahs before it was given? Tosfos says, yes, he did Priya, but he wasn't commanded to do Priya. Umikom akom Avram para milasan afagav delon itstave. Kidisa bevracious, the chulu, the yesh lomar, the halach lamoshe misinaihu. That's Tosfos and Yevamos ayin aleph from a base. Priya of Mila, the second stage of Mila, is halach lamoshe misinai. Right? It's not, the ikr Mila that was given to Avraham Avinu, that was just Mila, the cutting, and not the Priya. And that fits into what the Marsha says right here, that the original Avram and his descendants of B'nai Keturah were given the Mila and Priya. Big discussion we've had, at other times relating to halach lamoshe misinai. Let's say the Chassam Sofer has the Shaila. What happens if the Moal did the Mila, and then he forgot to make the Bracha on the Mila, but he's still about to do the Priya? Can he still make the Bracha of Al HaMila? Could he make a Bracha of Al Priyas Mila? Can he still make the, is he still involved in the Mitzvah when just the Priya stands in front of him? Right? We are knowing Lamaisa that the Moal makes the Bracha of Al HaMila before the Mila, and the father makes the Bracha of Lahachniso right after that, after the Mila, before the Priya. Right, in order to get a little over la'asiyasan, because the Priya is part of the mitzvah. But technically, halacha moshe mizina, is it part or not? So that gets into the larger discussion we've had, Reb Chaim, in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, of two different types of halacha moshe mizina. Right, halacha moshe mizina, we discussed this about a week or so ago, it came up also. Halacha moshe mizina, that is mechadesh, a new halacha that I wouldn't have known, or halacha moshe mizina, hamifareshes, one that expands an already existing category. So when the Torah, when the halacha moshe mizina is mechadesh, Priya, is that saying there's Mila and now there's also Priya, or the halacha moshe mizina is saying this is what Mila is? You thought Mila is just cutting, but I'm being mechadesh, Mila is cutting and pulling back. So if you say that, so then Priya is part of the mitzvah of Mila, and therefore one would be able to make the bracha beforehand. Again, part of a large issue, not for now. The Panim Yafis, the Hafla, just asked one other question. How did Yisro do Mila? Didn't all of the Jews not do Mila in the desert? Because there was no Ruach Tzfonis, there was no northern wind that blew to heal them. Only Shevet Levi did Bris Mila in the desert for 40 years, right? None of the other Jews did. So suggests the Panim Yafis, well, maybe Yisro was coming from outside the Ananei HaKavod. Right, Yisro was coming from the outside the clouds, and therefore he felt the wind. And if he felt the wind, that was the healing wind, and that's how he was able to do Bris Mila. Interesting. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. That was all the first shot of Rav. Rav says, V'yichad Yisro means that he did Bris Mila. He had a sharp knife. V'shu'ol amar sh'asa chidudim akol basaro. He got goosebumps on all of his body when he heard about all the goodness that happened to the Jews. Amar Rav haino damri inshi. And this is what people say, Giyorat Asaradari lo tavaza armo kame. A convert, up till 10 generations, don't say something bad about an Arimian in front of him. Because he's connected to his source. And therefore, you shouldn't say anything bad in front of him. Right? And that's why he got chidudim. If you say something good about the Jews, that's a negative. You see the gra here, the gra, and also on the side, it changes the girsa from Rav to Rav Papa. Why is that? Because there's a machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel. And Rav is proving Shmuel. Shmuel says something, and Rav says, this is exactly what people say. So he's quoting, he's proving the other opinion, so that's probably why that the Girsa is also changed, right? Because it should be Rav Papa. But if you look in the Margolius Hashasir, he quotes that no, maybe the point is that, no, the Rav is proving his own point, right? That, just read it. There's a way to read this, understand this, even about himself. He quotes this from the Likute Basar Likute. He says, Ulam bal Yalkut Sofer, Mataritz Kushya, Pim Amuva, Vayichad Yisro. The Yalkut says, She Yichid Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dover Acher Shanasi Yehudi. Kavanas Yalkut Lo Orer, She Yisro Yanasi Yehudi Mamish, Lo Stam Ger. Yisro was a strong Jew, not Stam Ger. De Imlo Kain, Elva Yichad Shasa Besar Chidudim. If it was like Shmuel's Pshat, that he got goosebumps, so why does the Torah have to tell us this? It's Lashon Hara. What if the Torah does tell us something bad about Yisro? The Torah doesn't just tell us the zilusa of an Adam. Lachain, that's why Vayichad is something positive. He did Brismila, he had Yechidus with a Jew. And that's why Rav Darshan, that he got Brismila. And Rav brings a riot to his words that it's, you can't say it like Shmuel, because a ger until 10 generations don't seem something bad about Arama'a in front of him. It means don't say something bad about, because you have to say good things about Gerim. Right? Meaning, Shmuel, what you said is inappropriate to say. So it must be something good. Read that line of Haida Damar Inchi is really proving Raz Shita. Don't say bad things, and therefore I must be right, because the Torah wouldn't have said it. Fascinating. Weiter. Lachein, Yishalach Adon Hashem Tzvakos B'mashmein Evarazon. Continuing now, talking about Chizkiyahu and Sancheriv. Remember, Sancheriv is surrounding Yerushalayim with his 185,000 soldiers, and Chizkiyahu is in Yerushalayim, and it looks pretty bad, right? Sancheriv has already conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, and he's up to Yerushalayim. That's the last spot. So it looks like he's gonna make it. But Yishayahu Navi already prophesizes that it's not going to happen. Hashem will send b'mashmeinav razon. What does that mean? By b'mashmeinav razon. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Chizkiyahu. Sheish loshmona shemos. Chizkiyahu shekamu has 8 names. V'yifram yisancherev sheish loshmona shemos. And he will pay back from Sancherev, who also has 8 names. Chizkiyahu dechsiv. Chizkiyahu, it's written about. This is the pasuk right next to the pasuk we quoted up above with the mem sofit. Lamar b'amisra, same parak. Ki yela yulavanu. Kishayon says that there will be a child born. Ben Nitan Lanu. Fatiya Misra al Shechma. Viyikrashmo. Pele Yowetz. El Gibar. Avi Ad. Right? The name Avi Ad. Sar Shalom. So all of those are names of Chizkiyo. So that's how the Pasuk refers to him. Vahika Chizkiyo. What about Chizkiyo itself? That name? That wasn't his real name. Shechizko Ka. It means Hashem gave him strength. Dover Acher Chizkiyo. Or Shechizek Es Yisrael. Laviyem. He helped strengthen Klal Yisrael's connection to Hashem, Chizkiyahu. Sancheriv, where do you see he had 8 names? Dechsiv Bei. So the pasuk in Yishayahu is Beferish, Kimat, that's all about Chizkiyahu. The following names are psukim from all over Tanakh, and according to Chazal, it all refers to Sancheriv. Even though it's not explicitly, it sounds like it could be different Ashur kings. But Chazal have the understanding that all of these references are to the same person. Dechsiv Bei, Tiglas Paleser, Palnasar, Shamanasar, Pul, Sargon, Asnapa, Rava, Viyakira. All those names. Viyaika Sancherev, Shesichaso Riv. What about Sancherev? No, that just means his conversation was always argumentative. Sichto Riv. Dover Acher, or Shesach V'nicher Dvarim Klapi Mala. He argued with God. He argued with God. Period. Why was that Russia Zoche to be called a great and amazing officer? Mipnei, he did one thing right. He didn't say something negative about Eretz Yisrael. That's why he was called something great, because he did not say something negative about Eretz Yisrael. Amazing. Shenemar, because when Sancheriv came and he was exiling he exiled the 10 tribes, he says to the Anshei Yerushalayim, come, I'll exile you to a land just as good as this land. He doesn't say to a land better than this land. Adboi v'lakachti eschem el eretz ki'artzachem. Right, and therefore he didn't say it was better than, and therefore he was rewarded. Rav Shmuel and Rav Shmuel talk about, argue about this. Chad Amar Melech Pikeh Achaya. One says he was a smart king. The Chad Amar Melech Tipeh Shaya. Right, similar to by Achashverosh. Lamad Amar Melech Pikeh Achaya. The one who says he was a smart thing, a king. Yamin Elu Adifa Me'araychu. If I tell them I'm going to give them a land greater than this land, Amru Kam Shakeris, they'll say, you're lying. There's no land as great as this land. And therefore he was smart by saying, as good as. Uman Dar Melech Tipeh Shaya, according to the one who says he was a Tipeh, a fool, Imkein Marabuse. Because then, like, what's the Chiddush? I'll take you to a land just like this land. Okay, so why do we want to leave? We're happy here. So that's why he was foolish. Okay, period. Lecha Agli Luhu, where did Sancheriv exile the 10 tribes? Marzutra Amar LaAfriki. Rav Chanina Amar LaHare Slug. Right, one of those two ideas. Avo Yisrael Sibra Begnusa Shel Eretz Yisrael. But the Jews themselves, we did not appreciate Eretz Yisrael. Kimatu Sos Amri Shavya Ki Arin. When they came to Sos, right, they said, oh, this is just like our land. Right, Sos from the word Shavya. Kimatu Alman. When they came to a place called Alman, Amru Ka Alman. Oh, this is like our world. Kimatu Sos Trey Amri Alchad Train. It's even better than ours. Good. V'tachas kvodo yekad yekoki kod eish. That's the pasuk that describes the fire that killed the soldiers of Ashur. Yishayahu Anavi, besides all the future nevuos that he gives, the largest, the most press, the story that gets the most press in Sefer Yishayahu is Sancheriv and the king of Ashur and that siege and the soldiers that don't wake up. That story is referred to a number of times throughout the Sefer, more than any other specific story. Again, a lot of nevuahs, we don't know what they're referring to. They happen sometime in the future. But this story. So it says that there was a fire that burned them. So what type of fire was it? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, tachas kvodav lo kvodam amish. Their bodies burned, but their clothing did not burn. Their clothing was left there. Why? Because it says, tachas kvodo, and kvodo is a reference to clothing. Under their clothing were burned. Kihad Rabbi Yochanan kari le'lamani mechabdosai, like Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing that which honors me. Our clothing give us honor. Right? There's the importance of malbush. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that their bodies were burned but not their clothing. Rabbi Eliezer, and there's a lot to talk about in terms of Hilchah Shabbos there, which we don't have time right now. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Eliezer Omer, tachas kvodam amish. No! It means under their kavod here means under their bodies. Meaning their bodies weren't even burned. It was just their neshama was removed. Kisreifas b'nei Aaron, like Nadav and Avihu. Ma lahal on sreifas neshama v'guf kayam. Just like there, it was the neshama that was burned. And their guf was kayam. Afkan sreifas neshama v'guf kayam. Again, like we had earlier in the Masechta, you know, the two strands of fire that went into the nostrils, right, in this context. Tanim mishpeit Rav Shu ben Karcha, paro shechireif ba'atzmo. Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mena Ba'atzma. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat of this Gemara. Paro didn't do something so bad. Right? It was terrible, but it wasn't as bad, I should say. He blasphemed God himself. He didn't send a lowly shliach to blaspheme God. He blasphemed God himself, so Hashem paid him back, punished him, through God himself. Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mena Ba'atzma. Sancheriv, Shechiref Al Yidei Shliach, Sancheriv, who sent his shliach, Rav Shakeh, to blaspheme God, right, he's Rav Shakeh went both in Sefer Malachim and in Sefer Yishayahu. He's the one that goes to the Jews and say, what are you doing here? Give in to us. And remember we had earlier the Gemara in the Lamids about Shevna. He was the one that gave in and then he went out and the Gavriel, the Malach closed the door and he was left outside by himself. So he sent Rav Shakeh. So never got a Shbarach Hu Enoide Shliach. So Hashem sent a Shliach to pay him back. And he was more lowly. The Marsha here says exactly the opposite. Paro was worse by doing it himself. But we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Paro dechsev bei ki mi Hashem asher esh rabakolo. Who is God that I'm going to listen to him? Nifra Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mimenu Ba'atzmo. Hashem paid him back by himself. Dechsev vayina'er Hashem es Mitzrayim b'toch hayam. Hashem himself was the one that did kriyas yam, that did by the yam, brought the yam back. Vixiv darachta bayam susecha v'gomer. You yourself, Hashem, did it with the horses. Sancheriv dechsev biad malachecha cheirafta Hashem. Right, Rav Shakeh did it. Nifra Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mimenu Adi Shliach. Dechsev vayitzi malach Hashem vayach b'machane Ashur mea ushvonim v'chamisha elef v'gomer. So it was done through a shliach. The Vilna Gaon, many quote, the Vilna Gaon's thought on the comment that we have in the Haggadah, right? Anivelo Malach, Anivelo Saraf, Hashem himself, Bechvodu Va'atzmo, did Makas Bechoros. Right here he's talking about Kriyas Yamso, Makas Bechoros. But the Gra asks, but don't we know that the Medrash says that v'lo yitein hamashchis lavo patechem len gof. What is mashchis? That the mashchis is not mavchin bein tzadik l'ra. What do you mean the mashchis? Hashem did it himself. Why is there a mashchis there? So explains the Vilna Gaon, really Makas Bechoris was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. What does it mean, V'lo Yitein HaMashchis? It means there were people that were supposed to die at that moment of natural causes. Not for Makas Bechoris. Non-firstborns were supposed to die at that moment. That's what it means. Hashem didn't want anybody else dying at that moment, because then the Egyptians could have said, oh, you see, it wasn't God. So Hashem prevented the normal Malach HaMavis. That's what it means, Vloitid Amashchis. Hashem killed the firstborns himself, but he didn't let anybody else die at that moment whose time had come. He gave them a little extra. Period. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, still talking about Sancheref, Rami, Ksiv, he has the following stira. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Mirom Kitzo. Ksiv, Malon Kitzo. Right, the parallel stories in Yeshayahu and Malachim, but one, it says, Merom Kitzo, which is Sancheriv's boasting, he's going to reach the heights, and one says, Malon Kitzo, he's going to reach the abode. Amar Osa Rasha, B'tchila Achrev Dira Shalmata, V'acharkach Achrev Dira Shalmala. Right, one, Marom with a Mem is a reference to the Dira Shalmata and the Beis HaMikdash, and then Malon is God's abode, I'm going to go up there. That was his boast. Sancheriv and Nebuchadnezzar were two of the great Baalei Gaiva in history. Am Rabbi Shimon Levi, my dechsev ata hamibalade Hashem alisi alamacham bazel ashkiso. Right, the pasuk says that Sancheriv declares, "You think I could have gone this far without God? Obviously, God's behind me, and God wants me to destroy Yerushalayim." Hashem amar Eli ale el haaretz hazos vashkiso. So Mahi, what does that mean? How did he know? Deshamal Navi Viktakamar, he heard the Navi Yeshayo saying, Yan ki ma'as ha'amazeh, esmeashiloach ha'ochim la'at. This nation, the Jews, have rejected the meashiloach, a reference to the Torah, that goes slowly, umasos es ritzin ves ben ramal yahu. And rather, they go and try to get help from the other nations, right? And they've rejected God. So, and who's going to come? The end of that pasuk says that the Melech Asher is going to come. So I'm that king. So I'm fulfilling the nevuah, says Sancheriv. What am I doing wrong? Amar of Yosef Amali Targuma Daikra Lo Aviyadana Maikamar. If we wouldn't have the Targum on that pasuk, we would not have any idea what's being referred to on that pasuk. What's the Targum? The following. Chalaf Dekatz Ama Hadein B'Malchusa DeBeis David. Since the nation rejected Malchus based David, that's the slow waters. That's a reference to David. The Medaber Lahom Benayach, that ruled over them properly, Kamei Shilocha, Dinagdin Benayach, like the Mea Shilocha that flow nicely. The Isra'iyu, Beratzin Abaram Alyo, and they wanted to go with Ratzin and the other leaders. That's why they're going to get punished by the king of Ashur, and therefore I'm fulfilling that Nevuah. Right, all over, Shas, the Rishonim, also discussed that Rav Yosef is always the one that mentions the Targum. Is that specific or not? There's a day in the Ritva in the beginning of Masechet Megillah, and Tosfos also quotes it at the beginning of Bava Kamma. Tosfos in the Ritva quote, Rav Yosef was a Baki in Targum. Why? Because he was blind. And because he was blind, if he would have learned Torah, Shebichsav, that would be a problem. You can't say Torah Shebichsav by heart. And he was blind, so it had to be by heart. That's why he was a Baki in the Targumim, in the translations of the Torah, because that was Torah Shebal Peh. Tosfos rejects this suggestion. Tosfos, at the beginning of Baba Kama, Dav Gimel, says, no, if somebody's blind, that's not called Baal Peh. This is the most that they could do, and they're an Ones. Says Tosfos, Naked Rav Yosef. You know why Rav Yosef is always mentioned? Because he was an expert in Targumim. Naka Rav Yosef Livishu Baki Batarkum. Sheish Kamen Yoni Targum, but Loki the Pirish Pa'alma. Lufisha Yasagi Nohar. Vidram Shabaksab Yitar Shalom and Alpe. No, that's not true. This would be Eis Lasos Hashem. Right? Just like Rav Yehuda Hanasi wrote down the Torah because it would be forgotten. If somebody's blind, they're obviously allowed to talk about Torah. Right? There's no other choice. So therefore, don't say it's because that he was blind. And this is also a big discussion on Halacha L'Maaseh. How do we say Ashrei? Isn't that Dvarim Shabaksav? We say it from a siddur, which is not a cloth. If it's not a cloth, it's called Baal Peh. Right? How do we say Shema? How do we say any part of the Torah? So Tosfos in Temura on Daf Yudala discusses this, and it's quoted in the Poskim Halacha L'Maaseh. One day in Tosfos is that it's only Torah. Only Torah we have to worry about, not Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That's how we say all of Tehillim. But what about Shema? Right? There are parts of Torah that we also say. Says Tosfos, the only issue is when you're trying to be motzi someone else. That's when it's a problem. But if you're just saying it yourself, it's not a problem. That's where the minhag comes from, the poskim quoted, that by the haftorah, if somebody's in a shul that does not say the haftorah from a cloth, right, which is most shuls, right, one should say it themselves quietly. right? Torah, I could just listen to, even though it's a chovas atzibur, but still, I could just listen. But haftorah, there is a minhag of many to say the haftorah to themselves, because it's not being said from a cloth in that day in Tosfos and Tzimurah. And it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, the post given in Aruch Chaim, around the Simon Memtes or so in Aruch Chaim, discuss it when we discuss Tzukin Zimra. Okay, Am Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsev, Me'eret Hashem beis Rasha, Unaveit Sadikim Yivorach, Me'eret Hashem beis Rasha, Zefikeach Ben Ramal Yahu, Shaya Ochel, Mem Sa'ah Gozlos Pikinuach Su'uta. That's a reference to Pikeach Ben Ramal Yahu, right, that who ate a ton, who ate 40 saw of birds for dessert. Unaveit Sadikim Yivorach, Zechizkiyom Elch Yehuda, the king of Yehuda, Shaya Ochel Litra Yark Besuda. He just had a little vegetables, right, he didn't overeat. V'lachein, he didn't even eat his basics. Lachein, Hine Hashem Ma'alale, right, I'm going to bring, this is the end of the pasuk from before, that Nebuchadnezzar heard, and he says, look, it's true, I'm the king of Ashur. Viksiv v'chalaf b'Yehuda shatafa avar atzavar yagia. He's going to get to the neck. He's going to get all the way to the neck. The Zohar says the neck is Yerushalayim. He's going to get to the neck, but he's not going to be able to get to the neck. He'll gun up to the neck, and then he's going to be destroyed. Elamai tami yanish. One second, but if Sancheriv was just following the Nevuah, why was he punished? Navi, aseres hashvatim is Navi. The Navi was really only talking about the 10 shvatim he would conquer. Iyu, you have daite, akul Yerushalayim. He said, I'm going to conquer everything, even Yerushalayim. Ba Navi, yamarle, kilo mu'af, wa asher mutsakla. What does that mean? Amar Abelazar ben Prechya, Ein nimsar am ayef batorah, bi'an mi'a meitziklo. Amuaf is from the words, those who tire themselves in Torah. Chizkiyo amelach's dar. They were unbelievable lamdanim. They learned a ton. So, those people who are strong in Torah will overpower those who cause it pain. My ko'es harishon, heikal arza zvulin va'arza naftali, v'ya'achman hif baderach hayam, ever hayardin galil hagoyim. The pashas of that pasuk is, this is when he exiled all of the earlier shvatim, the 10 shvatim. But we darshan the pasuk as follows. Lo kaharishonim, shehekelu me'aleim ol Torah. Right, that generation wasn't like the earlier generations that had a weakened sense commitment to Torah. Aval achronim, shehechbidu aleim ol Torah. They took the Torah's burden on them. Viru'uyin alo asos lem neis, ka'ovri ayamu kudarche hayardein. And it was appropriate for them to have a neis, like Kriyas Yamsuf, or crossing the Yarden. Im Choserbo, if Sancherev leaves Yerushalayim, and just is happy with everything else, Mutav, then fine, then he'll live. V'im Lav, and if not, Ani Eselo Galil Bagayim, I'll make him a laughingstock amongst the Gayim, and that's what happened, right? He was surrounded there, then he woke up, and all his soldiers were dead. V'acharesi, he could have just turned around, but he went too far. This is like the same discussion about the Rambam and the Ramban about Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, it was forecast in the Bris Ben Abbasarim. Why were they punished? They went too far. The Ramban. They went too far. Right, just like Sancheriv. Achareyad v'ram v'ha'emes ho'ela. After these things, v'ha Sancheriv melech asher v'yavo b'Yehuda v'yichan ala arm ha'besuros v'yomer levakam elav. So what does that passing mean? Hai Rishna lahai pardashna. What does that phrase mean? Bottom right of Rashi. What does that mean? After these true words, right, meaning Chizkiyo was a tzaddik, Sancheriv came. What's the connection between the two? It means after the words and the emes. What does that mean? My achar, amar avina, wa achar shekav zakarish baruch v'nishba. Hashem swore. Hashem's mid is emes. That's a reference to Hashem's shvua. After Hashem swore, va'amar and said, if I tell Chizkiya, Sancheriv is going to come and he's going to be given over into your hands. Chizkiya will say, you know what? Just stop him from coming in the first place. I don't need this salvation. Just don't bring the tzara. So Hashem didn't want that though. Hashem wanted to bring Sancheriv. So miyad kafas HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nishba. So to speak, Hashem swears to my sinole that I'm going to bring him. Shemar nishba Hashem tzvakos lemar im lo kasher dimisi ken hayasa v'chasher yaatzti he takum lishbar asher ba'artzi v'al harai avusenu I'll trample him on my mountains v'sar me'alem ulo v'subalo me'al shechmo yasur. So Hashem swears. That's what it means after the MS, after Hashem shvua, which is MS. Period. Amar Rav Yochanan, all different chazals about Sancheriv. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Sancheriv v'siyato, v'yeyase evus l'chizkiyo l'siyato. Sancheriv will come, and he and all of his army will become a trough, like animals will eat, right, everything that was left of them. Well, be like the eating area. L'siyato. Fayabayamahu yasur subalu me'al shechvecha v'ulo me'atzav arecha. The burden will be removed from your neck. V'chuval ol mipnei shamein. What does that mean? That the burden will be destroyed because of the oil. Amar Yisrael Nafka, Chuval Ol Shal Sancherev, Bepe Shmeino Shal Chizkiyahu, Sheyedolek Bebati Knesios, Bebati Midrashos. The oil of Chizkiyahu, the oil of learning of Chizkiyahu, that overpowered Sancherev. Ma'asa, why? What did Chizkiyahu do? Noat Sancherev Al Pesach Beis HaMedrash, V'yamar, he put his sword outside the Beis HaMedrash, and he said, Kol Mi Sheinei Osek Batorah Yidka Becherev, whoever doesn't learn will be pierced, right? We discussed this back in the second Barak also, I think. Zoo, Bab Kharev Zoo, Batskumi Donvar Bersheva, they checked all the way from the north to the south, Volomatsu Ama Arith. They didn't find anyone who was an Ama Arith in Torah. Migavis van Antipuris, Volomatsu Tinok, Vitinokis, Ishvi Isha, Shlohi Bakian Vilchus Tara. The Magalias Hayam says that Donvar Bersheva, that's all of Israel. That's Ama Arith and all Jews. Don Gavis on Antipuris, that's specifically maybe referring to the Kohanim. That's why they have to know Tumantara. So everybody knew all of Torah, but they specifically knew Tumantara. And also, by the way, if you look closely, it says Tino Fitinokes Ish Veisha, the men and the women. Everybody knew the Torah. It wasn't just the men, it wasn't just the older folk. V'al Oso Adarhu Omer, and about that duration it says, Vaya Bayamahu, Yechaya Ish Eglas Bakar, Ushtetzon, Vigomer. What does that mean? That they were happy with just the little food that they had. There was property that they could have made a lot of money on, and yet they left it to be thorns and thistles. Right, they were just committed to Torah, and therefore they got whatever they needed in terms of parnasa, and then they left the rest. And your shalal, referring to Sancherev again, all your spoils are going to be left for the grasshoppers. Amalam Navi Li Israel, Isfu Shalalchem. The Navi says, go gather the spoils. Amrulo. They say, Livzos Olachlok. When we get the spoils, right, Rashi has two pshatim here, we'll go with one. Is it that everybody could keep whatever they find, or we should split it up equally when we find it? Amar lahem, kosef hachasil, it's like the grasshopper. Ma osef hachasil, kol echad ve'echad la'atzmo, af shalachem, kol echad ve'echad la'atzmo. Right, just everybody can take whatever they find. Amru lo, v'halo mamot, aseres hashvat demura bo amin. 1 minute. The Asher already conquered and exiled the 10 tribes. So isn't there Jewish spoils in here, property? So how could we take it? Amar lahem, kamasha gave him shokek bo. It's compared to water. Ma gave him alalu ma'alitas adam itum alatara. Just like water purifies a person. Af mamonim shal Yisrael, kivash rafa bi'anovi gachavim yatir. So too, this property has been purified. What does that mean? The Yavrama says it was Yeush. Right, if there's Yeush, so then it doesn't belong to them anymore, and therefore you could take it. And then he gets into it, and the footnotes in the Yavrama discuss, do you need Yeush when there's a melchama? What if there's no Yeush? Sounds like from here you need Yeush and the Melchama, right? Which is a discussion. One final point, the Magali Sayam asks here, why did they need the heter of spoils? There's something called Kibush Melchama. When we win a war, then the spoils belong to the victor. Here Dafka, the Navi says, no, go take the spoils. Well, why would we have thought otherwise? So the Magali Sayam suggests, maybe we would have thought that only if we win a war by natural means, that's when the spoils could be ours. Right, even though Hashem is behind every war, obviously, but here it was totally supernatural. Right, the Jews didn't do anything; they sat in the city that was besieged, and they woke up, and the army didn't exist anymore. So maybe you would have thought there that the spoils are off limits. That's why the Navi has to say, no, the spoils are also for you as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here again. Sadi Dalin, and we'll pick up with Sadi. Again, there's so much here. There's so many great stories coming up here about Sancherev, and more stories coming up. Hashem, we'll have to do our best to fit in what we can.